what the U.S. and Russia agree on. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden says they should give diplomacy every chance after Russia's president proposed continuing diplomatic efforts, even while his troops continue to surround Ukraine. President Biden says the U.S. has not yet verified a Russian claim that some military units are leaving. He's appealing again for Americans to leave Ukraine while they still can.
To the citizens of Russia, you are not our enemy. And I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine.
He also says the U.S. is not trying to destabilize Russia. An accused officer takes the stand at the federal trial over George Floyd's death in Minneapolis.
Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao tells jurors that he relied on his fellow officers to care for George Floyd and his medical needs while he controlled the traffic and onlookers during Floyd's deadly arrest in 2020. That he was taught that it sometimes was okay to use neck restraints to help handcuff people and to respect his superiors. In this case, the now convicted former officer Derek Chauvin, Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane all will testify in this case in which they've pled not guilty to violating George Floyd's civil rights. They also later faced state charges.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Chauvin pleaded guilty in the federal case after being convicted of murder in state court. The husband and son of the cinematographer killed on a movie set in October, Alina Hutchins, are suing actor Alec Baldwin and other producers, accusing them of violating industry standards.
Somebody doesn't get shot on a movie set. I mean, when was the last time that happened? This doesn't happen unless people cut costs and engage in reckless behavior leading to a senseless tragic death.
Hutchins family attorney Brian Panish says they want closure and compensation. Baldwin has said he never pulled the trigger when the gun went off. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin loses her libel case against the New York Times, a federal jury in New York, reaching a verdict this afternoon.
The jury determined the newspaper did not damage Palin's reputation. She claimed the Times editorial linked her political activity to heated rhetoric and shootings that wounded sitting Congress members. The Times apologized for the implication in a correction. Palin's attorney, Kenneth Turkell, said he was disappointed with the decision, but
we can't come into court, seek redress, seek jury trials, and then complain about the hand the system plays us. We complain about that at the next level.
The judge did intend to dismiss the case, saying Palin's lawyers didn't prove malice. Turkell did not commit to an appeal, saying they would weigh all options. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tests positive for COVID, his staff confirming it in a written statement, adding he's been isolating and working at home. They're not saying when he learned of the positive test result or confirming his vaccination status. Social media posts show Paxton attending a Trump rally over the weekend in Arizona. Another theme park rolls back pandemic restrictions.
It's a world.
Disney World has announced that the use of face masks will become optional beginning this Thursday, February 17th. The announcement only for those that are fully vaccinated and attend the Orlando theme parks at Walt Disney World. Face coverings will still be required by all guests on enclosed Disney transportation, including buses and monorails. No word on any mask policy changes for Disneyland in California so far.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. A rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 422. 2 at the close. The S&P also up more than 1%. The NASDAQ gains more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.